As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
My Seven Chakras, Episode 9.
If I choose to be happy, no one can stop me.
The Seven Chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body, from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. Join Aditya as he embarks on a journey to interview healers, thought leaders, and experts who have dedicated their lives to raising the level of human consciousness. Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jai Kumar.
Hello, hello, hello. Dear listeners, I am excited to bring you our featured guest today, Paula Vale. Paula, are you ready to inspire?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Paula Vale is the host of For the Love of Reiki show on Voice America, World Talk, Internet Radio. She was recently recognized in the latest edition of the Women of Distinction magazine. Paula is a Yusui Holy Fire and Yusui Reiki master and teacher. Paula, I've given our listeners a little introduction, so why don't you take about 40 seconds to introduce yourself?
Thank you. And I do want to say I am very honored to be on the show, and I just want to send big hugs out right away to all of the listeners, because that's what I'm about. I was a longtime restaurant girl, and after I sold my restaurant, I was turned on to Reiki, and I'll share a little more about that later in the show. But Reiki has absolutely changed my life. It just, what it has done, it's really remarkable and a beautiful entity. And I love talking about Reiki.
Wow. Thank you for that marvelous introduction. So here at My Seven Chakras, we believe in the power of Ichinen Sanzen, a Buddhist term which means that there are 3,000 worlds, possibilities, or outcomes from just a single thought. In other words, there is infinite potential in a single thought, concept, or idea. So we normally start our show with an inspirational quote that will get us into a space of awareness, learning, and compassion. So Paula, what is your favorite inspirational quote? And give us an example of how you apply this quote to your everyday life.
My most favorite quote is, if I choose to be happy, no one can stop me. And I have always taken that thought, that energy into my daily life. Because, you know, we have challenges. Life is what it is. But I make the choice. Am I going to be happy today? Am I going to look at the positive in my life? Am I going to be open for manifestation and love and compassion? I do truly believe We all make that choice.
That is truly, truly inspiring. And in fact, when you say that, it sounds really empowering as well, because at the end of the day, it's you who chooses to be happy. So listeners, are you going to choose to be happy? So let's just say, Paula, that you're at a health resort or a health retreat somewhere among the mountains, and someone asks you, what is the main focus at this point in your life? What would you tell them?
The focus in my life right now is to be a presence of love to the world, a presence of love and compassion and positive energy. I want to be a positive energy to other humans, to animals, to the world. I want to be a soldier of love. I have gotten very passionate about that and help others to heal and become self-empowered themselves. I want to help stop animal cruelty. I want to be a positive force in honoring and respecting our planet. So I have really taken that into my life and believe that to be my mission, and that is where I'm at right now.
Thanks for that. I love how you said that you are a soldier of love. And it's true. We're actually fighting a little battle or a war against so many things such as negativity, unhealthy habits, and other stuff that do not really take us towards that positivity or that wonderful destiny that is manifested for us. So Paula, My Seven Chakras is all about learning about our chakras. So listeners, for those who don't know what a chakra is, the Sanskrit word chakra literally means a wheel or a disc. In yoga, meditation, Reiki, this term refers to wheels of energy throughout the body. And really, there are seven main chakras which are aligned along the spine, starting from the base of the spine through to the crown of the head. And these swirling chakras contain invisible energy, which is called prana, which is the vital life force that keeps us healthy and alive. So Paula, could you tell us a bit about the significance of chakras in your practice?
Oh, I would love to.
Wonderful.
Reiki actually is very significant with our chakras. And I am intrigued, and our chakras are such a big part of our energy system. They're energy centers, and this energy runs through us, and we have our luminous energy field outside our body, which tells our DNA, our physical body, what to do. Physical problems, for example, can result when the energy flow in our chakra system is blocked or not functioning properly. And the loving energy of Reiki will flow through the whole body, creating harmony and healing, thus assisting our chakras into alignment and balance. And our chakras work together. We don't want to just focus on one chakra. We want to remember that they all work together. And it's really quite intriguing how a chakra out of balance can affect our behavior. It's very, very amazing. For example, let's say the third chakra is out of balance. This chakra is an energy banker of the body. And when it's balanced and functioning properly, the body has plenty of energy. A balanced third chakra is essential for clear thinking. It also influences the liver. It's our storehouse. So when this chakra is out of balance, we have low stamina. And the Reiki can bring balance, sending that loving energy into that chakra, and it becomes balanced. Our relationships become stable, and we can align ourselves to our life's purpose and translate vision into reality. So it really is amazing how each chakra has its piece and its job in our function. I just love that.
Incredible. I really love listening to this particular answer, because each of our guests has such a unique experience with the chakras in their life, and I always learn something new. So thanks for that.
Oh, you're so welcome.
So Paula, could you talk a little bit about the wonderful practice of Reiki? What do you like most about this practice, and how has Reiki benefited your life so far?
Well, Reiki, it has come to me over the last several years when asked about Reiki. It's almost like beyond words, because it's so expansive and wonderful, the many benefits of Reiki. It brings healing and enlightenment to me as a practitioner, as well as the people and the animals that I'm honored to share it with. It's life-changing. I myself, in my office, offer Reiki with crystal healing bed, and I love that combination and my classes. And Reiki is this loving, positive energy, and it empowers us. It raises our vibration. And here we go with the positive and be happy. Well, you know, the negative, lower vibration energies like fear and doubt, lack of self-love, those are lower vibration energies. When we have Reiki in our life, that actually aids us to have the higher vibration energies, which is love and compassion and happiness and joy. So is all around emotional, physical. I have seen so many things with my Reiki practice over the years. It really is amazing.
Thanks for sharing. For the benefit of the audience, what are the differences between Reiki and Yusui Reiki?
Well, there are many types of energy medicine, hands-on healing. Yusui Reiki is based on Macau Yusui, who rather reintroduced Reiki to us. And so that is my teaching and my study. So I use his guidelines. I use sacred symbols that he brought into it. So it's basically Yusui is just a certain type of energy healing.
Thank you for that clarification.
You're welcome.
This will surely help our listeners get a better understanding of this ancient and powerful practice. So let's go a little deeper here. How did you actually begin practicing Reiki? In other words, what were you doing before you began? And if you could tell us the story behind it.
Okay. Well, most of my life I was in a restaurant. I started working in a restaurant in college and then bought it when the owner retired. So that was a big part of my life. And after all those years of working those long hours, a few things happened in my life, some tragedies and traumas, and I decided that it's time to sell the restaurant, focus on just doing a little bit for myself. And I had a dog. I'm very attached to my pets and my rescue animals, and I had a dog that owned my heart, and she was very ill. And someone said to me, you should learn Reiki. You could give her Reiki. I had never heard of it, so I learned Reiki, and oh my gosh, I had her 2 more years, and it just grew from there. As I continued up the ladder in my training, I loved it more and more, and then at one point, I decided that I would give it a chance to become a business, and it has just grown and manifested from there and just affected myself, my family, my friends. It's changed my life.
Wow, that is indeed an amazing story. And I think life is so beautiful because of the power of one interaction, one meeting, one exercise, and one thought. You mentioned that you met a friend who told you that you should learn Reiki in order to be able to heal your dog. So listeners, don't underestimate the power of one. What is that one step that you're going to take today to get closer to your goals? Now, Paula, you know what? I can imagine a person listening to this show right now going, this is really powerful. I really want to try out a Reiki healing session. So what are certain benefits that this person could obtain from a Reiki therapy in the short term and then on the long-term basis?
Well, short-term benefits of Reiki are personal energy healing, cleansing, self-love. And when we open that door to Reiki, it really does change our lives. And blessings can manifest that we would not even have imagined. And I almost call it when someone first comes in and I have been asked, do I need to have an illness? Do I need to have a trauma to seek Reiki? No, you don't, because Reiki, I look at it as you come in for a Reiki session to receive that energy, that loving flow. It's like pulling weeds in the garden. The imbalances in our chakras, the imbalances physically, emotionally. The Reiki energy is going to release that, like pulling weeds in a garden. And we are just, we will glow. We will just raise our vibration. We will open up. So short term is just basically pulling the weeds and cleansing and feeling loved. And long term benefits are the continued emotional and physical health benefits, the ever increasing connection to source, because Reiki is source. When I give a Reiki session, that is not my Reiki. I don't charge for the Reiki. I charge for my time because it is not mine. I am only a vessel. I am only the channel that this beautiful energy comes through. And when we have long-term benefits, it continues to heighten our vibration and our energy flow and gives us an enhanced ability to see the world through eyes of love and compassion. And it just grows. It just grows.
I love how you said it's like pulling weeds in a garden. And that's awesome because, firstly, you said that we are a garden, and that's beautiful. And the second thing is that we might not even know where these weeds exist, or even if they do exist in the first place. And I think that's where the beauty is of having a practitioner or having an expert or having somebody who's dedicated their lives to Reiki, looking at us, maybe assessing our energy profile, and then providing their time so that we ourselves can induce that state of healing. So thanks a lot. And I think also what you suggested was that it's important for everyone to know the importance of long term in the world of instant coffee, fast food, or instant gratification. Sometimes it just makes sense to take a step back and look at the bigger picture, look at the long term benefits. So thanks for that.
Oh, you're welcome. And I love that, AJ. I love your analogy. Yes.
Thank you. Now, Paula, the alternative healing space is truly amazing, where at times miracles can take place. And I've heard of numerous healing stories in which people literally transformed their lives. So what is your biggest and most inspiring client success story till date?
Well, there have been so many over the years, and I was thinking about what I would want to share. So I will share a fairly recent story. A few months ago, I received a call from a mother of a beautiful 19-year-old daughter, and her daughter was in Seattle. I live in Washington State. Her daughter was in Seattle waiting in line to go into a restaurant, and there was a drive-by shooting. And she was one of two people that were shot, and the bullet is still, they cannot remove the bullet because it's behind her heart. And her mother called, found me on my website and said, can I please bring my daughter to see you? And so she has been coming to see me. And this young woman is adamant that her Reiki, that this has, she had blurry vision that she did not know if it would ever go. She's adamant that the Reiki has brought her vision back. And it's helped her pain. And she is just spreading that word all over. And she is coming down every week just to continue receiving sessions. But it is just beautiful, the benefits that she said this has done for her. It's very touching.
Wow. Those results are out of this world. Seriously.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm sure that when such a person experiences of such a beautiful Reiki session, it's not that they get the immediate benefits of the healing, but also that person's life is also transformed, right? Because they're sharing the word, spreading the word of this beautiful practice. And there's a good chance that they might even learn this practice to help others.
Yes. Yes.
Now, I know closely integrated with your practice is something called the crystal bed therapy, which you spoke about a bit earlier as well. So my question to you is, what is crystal bed therapy and how does it work?
Crystal bed therapy is actually, and it's what John of God uses. And I discovered a crystal healing bed when I went to Peru for my master Reiki training. And I just fell in love with it. I came home, researched it. And said, oh my gosh. And it's light therapy, chromotherapy. It's the quartz crystals. I'm very into crystals. Crystals are amazing, and they just work so wonderful with a Reiki practice. So you have 7 quartz crystals. They each have a different color light behind them, and this light goes with that particular chakra. And it's called a crystal healing bed, but really it's more like a lamp. And you pull that over the client and turn it on, and it's got a particular light pattern that dances above the client. And because Reiki is an energy work, water, Reiki goes into water, Reiki will go into crystals and charge crystals. So it's really fun to put the two together because Reiki goes into those crystals as well. But you get the Reiki, you get the crystal benefit, and healing crystals are very powerful. And my bed in particular was handmade for me at a beautiful place called the Healing Castle in Germany. And it was handmade for me. And they told me that there's actually enlightened beings attached to it. It's made for me to use. And something that's really amazing I have to share that I've seen over the years. Oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. The pattern with different clients, if something is going on, it will change its pattern. It's like the crystals pick up on what needs to be done for that person and that healing. And the light pattern will actually change. Isn't that amazing? At first, I thought, oh my gosh, my lamp is broken. And I called Germany and they said, no, Paula, that's the bed. That's the crystals. They pick up on, you know, that energy connection, and it will change the vibration and the pattern of the lights for what that person needs.
Now, I love healing crystals, just to share with you.
Awesome.
I've got 4 crystals. I've got a Labradorite from Newfoundland. I have a rose quartz, which is from China. I have a copper stone, which I got from Santiago, Chile, South America. And I have a tiger eye, which a friend recently gifted to me, so I'm not sure where. But I strongly believe that, you know, I'm not sure if it makes sense, but these crystals have a thought or a mind of their own. And crystals, I have read, they grow as well. And these crystals have been there from thousands and thousands of years. And civilizations all over the world have been using crystals for healing. So I know that they're really powerful. And it's part of my journey, you know, to learn how to use them in a better way to improve myself and the people around me.
Yes, yes. Crystals are so amazing and so powerful.
Now, from what I understand, people who want to make a positive change in their life might be experiencing varying levels of stress and pressure from multiple areas, maybe from a job, a relationship, or a business. So what are certain things a person needs to keep in mind before going into one of your sessions? I know you shared a tip or two earlier, but could you share some other advice that you would maybe share with your clients before getting into a healing session?
Well, I actually just recommend that they relax and just let the energy flow, and just basically they really don't need to do anything other than relax and just be open and welcome. And the Reiki energy, actually, even if someone really doesn't believe in Reiki, it doesn't mean they can't be healed, because the Reiki energy goes to our higher self, and the higher self, of course, will accept it. And with that said, on the other hand, if you do believe in it and you go into the session open-minded, that creates our positive attitude scenario. And that just puts that positive attitude in there. So that will only amplify what you can gain. But the Reiki energy itself really is just going to go where needed. The client doesn't have to worry. They don't have to explain to me what's going on. Because I personally don't play doctor. I will let people explain a little bit, and I'll put the intent out there. That's what we want to bring healing to. But then I get out of the way and I let divine source direct that energy and do what's needed. For example, let's say someone comes in and says, I have terrible headaches. I have terrible, terrible headaches. Well, I will put that intent out there to relieve that pain. I want to see them, you know, get some help with those headaches. But I am not going to focus on their head, because what if the headaches are caused by dehydration? I don't know the cause. Their higher self and source knows the cause. So I'll put the affirmations and the intentions out, and then I get out of the way.
Wonderful. That is actually some really useful information for people who haven't experienced Reiki before this, and people who are really wanting to make that positive change in their life and heal themselves. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
So Paula, from your experience, what is one highly beneficial health tip or advice that you could share with our audience, which can be implemented immediately? For example, one of our guests recently shared that drinking warm water with a dash of honey and lemon early morning is really healthy for the body.
Yes, yes. Well, I believe what I'll share is more of an emotional tip, a mindset tip, and it's something I do every day. As we go into our day, as we go into our life, think of ourselves. We are connected to creation. We are connected. We are part of totality. We are part of that energy manifestation flow. So as you go into each day, think of yourself. I am the water. I am the warm, beautiful, flowing water of joy, of manifestation, of love. And as you proceed through your day, challenges may come. Problems at work, or problems in a relationship, or physical problems, anything. Think of these problems or these issues that come into your life as waves in the water. They are waves. They are not you. You're the water. You're the loving flow. But these waves are there. Don't become the wave, because when we become the wave, this brings in fear. This brings in doubt. We are not the wave. If we're the wave's hitting the rock. Oh, it's painful. We can't sleep. We become angered. Be the water, but acknowledge the wave. Make a decision on how you will address the wave. Make a decision with love and compassion, and then let the wave go by and stay that warm, loving water. And just in that, that will make us healthier physically, because we are keeping positive energy in our body, because our attitude affects us physically. That's proven scientifically. It really, really does.
Thank you for that. I'm going to try out that today itself.
Wonderful.
And this is so wonderful, because recently a guest shared with us the power of healing through words. And he shared with us the importance of using the right words, being cognizant, being aware. And at times we automatically use negative words, and that affects not only us, but the people around us as well. So I love how you said, think about it. I am the water of joy, of love, and that I am not the wave. Watch the wave, let it come, let it go, but that's the wave. You are the beautiful water that is right there. So thanks a lot for that.
Yes, you're welcome.
So let's move into the next phase of our show, which is all about a major challenge or a learning moment. At My Seven Chakras, we are all about gaining life lessons from the experiences of our guests. It's only when we push ourselves beyond our limits that our success becomes meaningful to us and respected by others. So Paula, tell us about a time when you were faced by a major challenge or a barrier. Take us to that moment. What were you feeling at that instance, and then how did you approach that particular challenge?
Well, boy, in my many years as a restaurant worker and manager, I worked those hours and worked the restaurant to someday own the restaurant that I saw as my future. I loved my customers. I have all my life believed I have a server's heart, and I loved my customers. I loved the employees. I loved working. And through those years, I was told by the owner that when they retired, they would sell me the restaurant. And so I managed it. I worked it. I went through my prior husband passing away from Crohn's complications and being a single mother working the restaurant. And it came the time the owner was ready to retire. So I was excited, of course. I'm going to buy the restaurant and continue to work this beautiful business. And all of a sudden, the owner had an offer from someone else. And he said, I'm raising the price. Well, that was a big challenge for me because I had never made more than minimum wage and I had what I needed. I went to a bank and they just kind of said, oh, little girl, you want to buy a restaurant? Okay, sorry. And I've always been I'm very into the angels. I believe my angels are with me. I believe what will come will come. And I thought, well, I guess it's not meant to be. And I was brokenhearted. And I was telling one of my customers, a doctor and his wife, I guess I won't be buying the restaurant. And he said, why? And I told him, the next morning knocking at the door was his accountant. And his accountant had paperwork. And that customer co-signed a loan for me to buy the restaurant. I mean, to have a customer co-sign a loan for their favorite waitress. What that did for my heart, I'll never forget it. And our joke was I was going to name a booth after him. And after a year, I redid the loan and his name wasn't involved any longer. But I mean, when you put out energy and love to people, it can come back to you how you would not even have imagined. That was a big life lesson for me.
Mm-hmm. So looking back now, what is that one major life lesson you would want our listeners to take away from this story?
Be open. When something negative comes in your life, realize that that's there. And, you know, remember, we do want to deal with it with love and compassion. But remember that even if this is going on, there is an open door. We may not know what that open door is, but keep the thought, keep your mind realizing that wonderful things can happen and say, yes, I am open and I say yes to manifestation and positive things happening. Keep that door open no matter where you're at.
So first off, thank you for sharing your precious life lesson with us and allowing us to learn from your experiences. I know it's never easy to go back in time to a challenging moment, especially when we were in pain. But at My Seven Chakras, we strongly believe that experiences can only make us stronger and wiser. So thanks for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
So Paula, now that we've learned from that particular challenge that you faced, we are now moving on to the next portion of our show, which is all about finding the reason we've been placed on this earth. We're going to talk about finding your true calling or purpose. So listeners, when you find your calling, it's a different feeling of happiness, empowerment, and fulfillment. You realize that you've been training for your calling since the moment that you were born. And just when you need it the most, the right people will show up. With just the right tools, you'll need to support you on your journey. So in case you haven't found your calling yet, just hang in there because you never know when you can have your big aha moment. So my question to you is, Paula, have you found your calling? If yes, what is your calling?
Yes, I have. And I believe my calling is to be a positive influence on the world, sharing love, joy, caring. And I have felt that my whole life, to be a positive influence. But what really came as a realization was when I was asked over a year ago by Voice America, out of all the Reiki practitioners in the country, that they asked me to host the first worldwide show about Reiki. It just said to me, and at first I had to think about it. It did scare me a little bit. I didn't have experience in radio work. And I was like, oh, please let me think about it. Oh my gosh. And they did. And they called back a month later. And I thought, Source is telling me I need to do this and I can do this. And that gave me just a bigger distinction of what my calling is. It was, yes, this is your calling. We're going to give you a venue even larger to be a positive, loving influence on the world.
Beautiful. So from the Buddhist term that I shared earlier, life is all about these magical moments. So would you say that your magical moment where you found that your calling is what you were meant to do, would you say that that moment was when you got that call from the radio station?
Yes, yes, because it awakened me to realize I can do what I feel is my calling on a much larger basis and broader avenue. So to me, it was an affirmation that this is my calling and this is where Source wants me to be.
Well, that is simply epic. And it's great that you actually thought about it and you took that step, you took that action, because even if you had that opportunity, if you didn't take action, then you never know, right?
Yes, yes. And I felt it was a very serious decision and I did need to think about it and meditate and resonate. And then it came loud and clear. Yes, you need to do this. This is your calling.
Wonderful. All right, Paula, we have now reached the final round, which is called the wisdom round, where I will ask you a series of questions and you will respond with nuggets of wisdom, just like in a rapid fire round. And during this round, our listeners will get to listen to nuggets of wisdom, get inspired and obtain actionable steps that they can take right away. So listeners, in case you want to make notes, I strongly urge you to take out a notepad and a pen. So Paula, are you ready?
Yes, yes.
Great. What is the best advice that you have ever received?
That would be when I was a young girl in high school dealing with other students. This is how you should be, or should you be popular? And my dear Uncle Ernie said to me, just be yourself. Just be you. Be nothing else. Be no one else. And that has stayed with me my whole life. It's so easy for us to value or see ourselves as what others might think we should be or what we might think others want us to be. And I believe that we need to be ourselves. We need to follow our heart, our calling, the compassion and love of what we want to do. And don't be ashamed to just be ourselves. Be proud of it. We have willpower. We all have gifts and talents to share. It's just finding them.
At My Seven Chakras, we strongly believe that great habits can dramatically enhance the quality of our lives. So if you had to recommend a personal habit that contributes to your well-being, what would it be?
I would recommend daily affirmations. Yes, because that puts that energy, that thought out there. For instance, every morning I will say some particular affirmations and they may change here and there. But like one example is I say yes to my body's physical health in 2015. I say yes to helping others, the world, and animals in 2015. I say yes to being a positive energy in 2015. Whatever we want that affirmation to be, I say yes to manifestation in 2015. We can do that. But if we say those affirmations, we take just a moment every morning, we put that out there because the energy and the thoughts we put out there, it does come back. It's what we create.
So Paula, describe the first 2 hours of your day. What is your morning ritual?
My morning ritual, first off, is having my morning coffee and cuddling with one of my rescue dogs that I rescued from Mexico, giving her Reiki. Then I say my affirmations. I go over my day's calendar and just set the tone and the mindset for that day. And I also take a moment to call. I love the angels, the archangels. I take a moment to call them in, thank them, give them my love, because I know the angels are always around us. They're with us. We need only ask and acknowledge. So that's how I start my day.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Now, we know that reading books can be really inspiring and life-changing. So if you could recommend one book for our listeners, what would that book be?
I would have to say it's called Angels in Sight. I love this book. I give it to my students. I give it to family and friends. It's written by Stephanie Barton. And her website is www.angelsinsight.com. And she also does angel readings. She's amazing. But this is a book, it's full of inspirational thoughts, affirmations. So it would be a great book to read a page every morning because it is full of so much inspiration and so much wisdom and reminding us of the love of our angels. So that would be my recommendation. That is my favorite book.
So listeners, you can find links to all the resources that we discuss about in the show notes. So Paula, I've truly enjoyed learning about your story, learning about your journey, and the incidences that you shared and the stories that you shared was simply inspiring. Before you go, tell us one thing that you're really grateful for today. Tell us the best way we can find you, and then we'll say goodbye.
I am so grateful today that you asked me to be on your show. I really appreciate it, AJ, and I love your energy and,
oh, thanks,
and what you're doing. I love it. I love it. I'm very grateful and honored, and I'm grateful to your listeners. And if they want to know more about me, they can go to wellnessinspired.com. That is my website. And I am also creating a website now for my Voice America show because it is just so on fire. So, but they can get information about what I do, my classes, about the show on my website. And if they want to email me, Paula@wellnessinspired.com. I would love to hear from your listeners. Any questions, any input, that would be absolutely fantastic.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing the details. I'm sure that our listeners would love to reach out to you and ask you some more questions about how they can learn about Reiki and heal themselves. And they also know that all the links and all the details are in the show notes.
Wonderful. And on my Voice America website, when it's finished, I am going to have links with recommended Reiki practitioners on various places, other countries. So that will be a great, great asset for many people with who may I possibly go to.
Wonderful. So Paula, thank you for coming on our show today and sharing those priceless nuggets of wisdom. I hope our paths cross again sometime really soon. You have a wonderful weekend ahead filled with inspiration, serenity, and love.
Oh, thank you so much. And you also, AJ, and love, hugs, and blessings.
You're listening to My Seven Chakras. Go to mysevenchakras.com. Download your free gift, get inspired, and take action. Transform your life today.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.